Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. I listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Why do I say Sunday night edition? You've asked me. You've tweeted me, at Max Tucci, simply because we replay the show on Monday. So I don't want people to get confused that they think my show is on Monday now. It's the same time, the same place, every Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m., Pacific Time on LA Talk Radio. So that's why I say Sunday night. Hey, that was Monroe King, you know, who opens my show with that amazing theme song, Max and Friends. I just absolutely love and adore Monroe King, and there's so many great things happening in Monroe's life. She just got signed, where I'm so excited for her. She got signed to write music and to just be the beautiful star that she is, my Monroe King. Congratulations. I'm not going to speak much tonight because in the intro, because we've got so much to cover. We have an amazing author of Home Sweet Anywhere, how we sold our house, created a new life, and saw the world. Lynn Martin is going to join me, plus the X Factors, Panda Ross. You all love Panda Ross. You've told me a million times since I've been tweeting her. She's going to join us tonight. She's got a bunch of songs that she's going to be singing, Love You, I Do, and you Lose a Good Thing. Do you lose a good thing? Well, tweet me at Max Tucci. Plus, we've got a new segment to the show. I'm so excited. There's a million things going on, and I know time is of the essence, but we must postpone nothing. Hashtag that tonight, postpone nothing, because that is Lynn Martin's phrase, postpone nothing. And we really shouldn't postpone a thing. That's why I was going to postpone the new segment called Star Talk here on Max and Friends, where I catch up with celebrities on the red carpet and get what's going on in their life. But we didn't have an intro. So Monroe King, I've got to call her up and see if she's going to do an intro for Star Talk. It's going to be so much fun. And tonight we're going to do it. I'm not postponing it. We have Gloria Estefan to kick that off. But before we do all of that, we've got to do our astrological forecast, our Vedic astrological forecast for the month of November. Dr. Maya Love, she's a gem. She's in the studio tonight. And let's not postpone it anymore. Dr. Maya Love, give us our astrological forecast, all the astrological signs for the month of November. This is going to be a good one. Welcome, Dr. Maya Love, to Max and Friends.
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for November 2014. The planetary positions for the month of November 2014 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Libra but moves into Scorpio on November 16th. Mercury is currently transiting Virgo but enters Libra on November 5th, and then again on November 24th it enters Scorpio. Venus is currently transiting Libra but moves into Scorpio on November 12th. Mars is currently transiting Sagittarius but moves into exaltation sign Capricorn on November 27th. Jupiter is currently transiting Cancer and it is exalted. Saturn has made its movement from Libra to Scorpio on November 2nd. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Virgo, and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Pisces. The major highlight of this month is the movement of Saturn from the sign of Libra to the sign of Scorpio on November 2nd, 2014. The movement of Saturn from one sign to another is of major significance because it only happens approximately once every 2.5 years. So being a slow-moving planet, Saturn spends a long time in each sign, making its movement of extreme significance to that sign and also to other signs and aspects. People who have Moon in Capricorn, Virgo, or Gemini in their natal chart will enjoy great benefits from the Saturn's transit through Scorpio. People who have Moon in Cancer or Pisces in their natal chart will experience a great relief in many aspects of their lives from the Saturn's transit through Scorpio. Those of you who have Moon in Aquarius, Taurus, or Sagittarius in your natal chart will experience some mild challenges in certain aspects of your lives due to Saturn's transit through Scorpio. But those of you who have Moon in Scorpio, Aries, or Leo may experience great challenges in many aspects of your lives due to Saturn's transit through Scorpio. So if you are one of them, it is important to take a very critical look at your own life. It is also very important to be focused in what you do and remain honest with yourself and in everything you do. Never leave any room for potential mistakes on your end, as Saturn is a really tough taskmaster. Saturn usually comes across as merciless, but it always has a very noble intention of making the person face themselves, see life for its true purpose, and take on a more spiritual outlook towards everything in life. But in general, it is important to remain focused in what you do, avoid night travels, stay healthy, and avoid conflicts with family and at workplace for the next 2.5 years. Some of your deepest fears may come to surface. Make sure to acknowledge them and resolve them completely. The intensity with which you experience Saturn's transitory effects will depend on the major planetary dasa periods and also sub-periods that you are currently running based on your individual natal chart. If it is favorable, then the transitory effects of Saturn will be greatly minimized. If you have any questions or if you would like an astrological reading of your natal chart, please feel free to reach me at BeattyCastroLounge.com. Here is the astrological forecast for the month of November 2014 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, Saturn will be transiting your 8th house. For the next 2.5 years, Saturn may present some tough challenges with respect to your health and general well-being. It is important to remain healthy. Taurus, Saturn will be transiting your 7th house for the next 2.5 years. It may present some tough challenges in intimate relationships. It is important to remain honest and respectful towards your partner. Gemini, Saturn will be transiting your 6th house for the next 2.5 years. Saturn may open up potentials for success and happiness in your life. It will also give you mental strength to overcome any hidden enemies in your life. Cancer, Saturn will be transiting your 5th house for the next 2.5 years. This transit will come as a great relief to you after the previous tough transit you were subject to. This transit may bring focus onto your children, higher studies, and also help you to overcome any challenges related to creativity. Leo, Saturn will be transiting your 4th house for the next 2.5 years. You may face some challenges related to your family, your mother, and also your career. Remain strong, focused, and honest during this time. Virgo, Saturn will be transiting your 3rd house. For the next 2.5 years, you will experience a great relief after the past 7.5 years of tough times. You're going to be experiencing a lot of good things in many aspects of life. Libra, Saturn will be transiting your 2nd house for the next 2.5 years. Focus on finance. Make sure not to sign contracts or make any new investments during this time. Also avoid verbal conflicts with family. Scorpio, Saturn will be transiting your 1st house for the next 2.5 years. This might be the toughest period of your life. You may experience tough challenges related to many aspects of your life, so keep faith in the grace of God, remain strong, and be honest at all times. Sagittarius, Saturn will be transiting your 12th house for the next 2.5 years. Some of your deepest fears may surface. It is very important to face your fears with honesty and resolve it. Capricorn, Saturn will be transiting your 11th house for the next 2.5 years. This transit will help you to enjoy all the comforts of life. Aquarius, Saturn will be transiting your 10th house for the next 2.5 years. You may face some challenges in career during this time. It is important to remain focused at all times and also avoid conflicts with people at workplace. Pisces, Saturn will be transiting your 9th house for the next 2.5 years. You may find yourself taking a very philosophical outlook towards life. You'll also find mental peace in traveling to places of interest. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to remind that it is important to look at challenges in life as a wonderful opportunity to unravel the hidden aspects of ourselves for our own highest good. It is important to remain curious about life and live fully so we can discover ourselves every moment. Have a wonderful month, everyone. Thank you and blessings.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dr. Maya Love. What a great, great forecast. Did you all like your astrological forecast? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. Hey, it was just 11:11 in New York, so make a wish. Anyway, well, I love you all for tuning in. So here's the story. We've got this new segment called Star Talk, where I go on the red carpet and I interview all the celebrities and I find out what's going on in their life. My first Star Talk guest, we had so much fun at Leah Black's gala. And of course, Miami herself. Get on your feet with Gloria Estefan. Star Talk on Max and Friends. And then Lynn Martin. Hey, P.S., we're going to have a great time. Hit it. Gloria Estefan on Star Talk, Max and Friends.
Gloria Estefan, so now you're here with the Black Foundation. Tell me really the support and the love that you feel for the Blacks.
So much, because, I mean, you know, youth and our young people is very important to support, but especially those that are having a tough time, and they do an amazing job with this foundation and what they do for the kids. And they're great neighbors and good friends, so we're definitely here supporting and helping.
Beautiful. Now, who are you wearing?
I am wearing, Tadashi something.
Tadashi. And now tonight, yes, the Leah Black Bag Collection. Tonight we were at Oprah and they were playing all night long, Congo. DJ Giz was playing Congo, and the crowd was hyped because you're Miami.
Oh, that's so sweet. And that's a motivating song. We just wanted to get people up off their feet, and it always tends to still do it, so that makes us very happy.
Do the Congo. Now, in November, we have something coming up. Tell us about it.
Our musical on Broadway, On Your Feet, it starts November 5th of 2015. We'll be in June of, this summer coming up, already in previews in Chicago, and we are super psyched. We're so happy. Wrote a new song with my daughter Emily for the play, and of course it's got all our hits, but I think people are going to really be surprised how the music gets worked into the storyline. And
Emily's voice is incredible.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Emily's amazing. She's up in Boston thriving, having a great old time. I wish I could go up there and be at the school, and she's really becoming the best. She's amazing already, but she really likes to be the best at what she does. She's up there, getting her musical chops, and has done an amazing album up there. You're gonna see.
And before I let you go, how do we get people on their feet?
Da da, come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. I need air.
Thank you. Do you have your
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gloria Estefan, our new segment, Star Talk. Find out what's going on in the lives of celebrities from the celebrity themselves. Thank you to Gloria Estefan. My phone is blowing up right now on Twitter, at Max Tucci. How you doing, Constantine and Patty and Leslie, for tuning in? What a show tonight. Well, are you postponing things in your life? Let me put this question out to you. First, let me lower this. Let me put this question out to you. If you could, sell your house and move anywhere in the world, and just be like this gypset nomad, that's what I call myself. It's basically the gypsy with the jet setter, and you go. You remember that we had the great author on from Gypset? Well, we've got a great author on tonight who, according to Charlie Rose, has redefined retirement. Okay? Are you all ready to do that? Meanwhile, you could be any age to retire, I think. Doesn't mean you have to quit your job, especially now with the internet. You can go anywhere. Would you live the life you really would want to live? Well, Lynn Martin wrote a book about it, Home Sweet Anywhere, How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World. She started a home-free movement, and her catchphrase, which I love, postpone nothing. I welcome Lynn Martin to Max and Friends.
Thank you.
How are you, Lynn?
I'm just great.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. It's my pleasure. Now, let's just dive right into this beautiful life that you've created for yourself. Home Sweet Anywhere. What made you sell your house and pack up your stuff and sell the rest of it and go?
Well, I'll tell you. My husband and I were living a lovely retired life, and we discovered, you know, we thought we were so healthy and we had so much vigor that we really had enough energy to go out and be part of the world instead of staying at home in California. So the best course for us was to free ourselves of all those possessions and go and live in the world. So we have. We've been living internationally for almost 4 years.
Isn't that beautiful? My mother always has this phrase, our possessions possess us. Would you agree?
Absolutely. No question about it. We now live out of 32-inch suitcases now, and we're perfectly happy doing it.
That's all we really need, and a smile and a good time, right?
Yes, absolutely right.
And then we learn the cultures of all over the world. So you've been to Mexico, Argentina, Turkey, France, Italy, Great Britain, Ireland, Germany, Portugal, Morocco. And those are just the beginning of that iceberg, right? The tip of that iceberg.
Yes. Yes. But actually, you know, we don't just go like tourists. That's the whole point of what we do.
Right.
We go and rent a place to live. And we usually use HomeAway.com and have for all these years. Because we go and stay for at least a month. Sometimes for 3 months. It depends, you know, on how our schedule works out.
That's beautiful. Now, tell me where you went. Italy, my father was Italian. I have a home in Florence. So where did you stay in Italy?
We were in Florence. We were there for for 2 months, but it was very warm. It was in the summertime. And you know about Italian air conditioning, don't you?
I sure do. Not only do I know about it, but we also put screens on our windows. We've juiced up the air conditioning and made the house Americanized.
I know.
Tell me, it's something. You know, Florence is such a magical city. So for anyone, whether they're there for 3 days or 3 months or however long their stay is, how do you immerse yourself in such beautiful cities like Florence or Paris?
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We don't ever live right in the city. We always live a little bit removed so that we're not living where the tourists are. For instance, in Paris, we live in the 15th and the 14th, which is a little bit removed. We're like 10 minutes from where all the big action is, but we're not living among tourists. We're actually able to go to the grocery store and meet the people on the street. And after we've been there for a few days, people start to nod and smile almost everywhere. And we sort of become a part of the culture. So it's a beautiful way to experience a country.
Postpone nothing. I've got author Lynn Martin of Home Sweet Anywhere, How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World on Max and Friends tonight. So where did you live in Florence?
Actually, we lived up the hill. Let me think if I can tell you. On the way to Fiesole.
Fiesole, yep.
Fiesole. You can see how my Italian is. we were in a villa up there on the hill, you know, so our view of the city was absolutely magical. It was
a lovely
time. Yeah.
You know, and I see, from our house, I see Fiesole and I see Florence, so we probably waved at each other and didn't even know.
Wow, nice. That's a beautiful place to be.
It is. Right next to New York University.
Right.
Not far. But now, speaking of the language, how do you survive speaking?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we tried to speak Turkish and, Arabic and Italian and French, we would be absolutely, you know, finished. So what we've learned to do is we learn all of the basics of thank you and please and excuse me for not speaking your language. And we found that it works out very well. If you smile and you're really sincere, people all over the world are helpful. They really are.
A smile speaks a million words. I could not agree more.
It certainly does. Yeah.
And it just, it acknowledges people to say, I'm here, I'm in your country, and they work with you.
Sure. Well, yes, now, and we're very respectful of everybody where we live.
Yeah, that's a very big thing because, you know, American tourists, and tourists in general, let's say, I don't want to generalize, but we go out there and we just think that, hey, we can bully people and boss people around, and that gives us a bad rap. So be respectful,
it
people.
It sure does.
The book,
yes, that would,
Home Sweet
that would
Anywhere.
Be my advice. Yes.
Home Sweet Anywhere, yes. How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World, has remained in the top 10 list on Amazon. It's number 3 in biographies at Barnes & Noble, and it's quickly soaring off the shelves at all the retailers around the nation. Go to Amazon right now, get the book, because you're going to be inspired to live a life of really postponing nothing. Wouldn't you agree, Lynn?
Absolutely. I hope so.
Now, what encouraged you to write the book?
Well, we started with a little blog called Home Free Adventures, and it kind of grew. So people call us the founders of the Home Free Movement. And as things went along, I read a little article for the Wall Street Journal, and that seemed to just explode the notion of home free living. And from there came an agent and a publisher and so forth. So I said, okay. You want me to write a book? I will.
So you know, I've got to ask you this question. If your book were to become a movie, who would play you and who would play your husband, Tim?
Well, actually, we've been talking about that with some folks in Hollywood. So, there are a lot of people. Of course, I think Meryl would be the best.
Yes.
So, she said, giggling, from my lips to God's ears. But we will see.
Yes. I don't know. And who would play Tim?
Oh, Kevin Kline.
Well, look at you. You've got the cast ready. Now, here's the challenge. Who would play your 4 daughters and your 7 grandchildren?
Woo! Now, there you go. We'd have to work on that one. I don't know.
Now, speaking of your 4 daughters and 7 grandchildren, Skype, I would imagine, is how you communicate with them?
Yes. All the time. And FaceTime.
Do they come and visit you?
Yes, I do. Yes. And there will be more coming this summer. You know, when you live in Paris, everybody wants to know you. What can I tell you?
That's like living in Florence. Everybody, are you there? Are
yes.
you going to be there? Are you there
mm-hmm.
this summer? Never in the
sure,
winter.
Sure, I know.
Always in the spring and fall and summer.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we find that in Mexico. We find that everywhere we go, that there are people who want to show up. So it does keep a family connection, too. I'll tell you something. We have discovered that we're much more interesting to our grandchildren now that we are on the road like this, because we really have something
imagine.
They want to know about.
Yes, you're their heroes.
yes,
now,
indeed.
The fun thing is with this life is you can literally create home anywhere, but do you have a home base?
No, we don't. Actually, we do not. We have a storage unit in California with a 10x15 storage unit with our art and a little bit of kitchen stuff and some treasures, family treasures. But that's it. We have been on the road for all these years.
All these years. Where are you off to next?
Actually, we're in California. We're in Central California at the coast. And we are here, for a couple more months. After the holidays, we're going on back to Mexico, and then who knows? But right now, we're in California.
That's beautiful. Look at you all over. It's just when you have that freedom to surrender to the universe and just go, I think that's really what we were all born to do. Don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, Max, yes, I do too. I do, and I also know that we're really blessed because we're both so healthy, and a lot of older people are not, and that's, we realize that is a very it's a unique gift, and we're grateful for it because we are. But I'll tell you something, we're healthier now than we were when we started this adventure.
Yeah,
it's really true.
You're active and you're going.
Yeah. Well, we have to think all the time. We have to think all the time. You know what I'm saying?
There's no Alzheimer's in your future.
Not at all. I don't think so. We're always trying to scramble around and figure it out. So when you're in London, you don't have time to be confused.
Absolutely.
You have to get on with it.
That brings up a really good question. With international health insurance, because if someone is inspired tonight and they're like, you know what? I'm about to do this. What are the logistics? How much does it cost and health insurance? What do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We're older people, you know. I'm 74 and my husband is 69, so we are covered by Medicare in this country, but Medicare does not work abroad. So we take out an international health insurance policy each time just for the days that we're out of this country. And it covers us for major, major stuff and for bringing us home if something really horrible happens. But, you know, in most countries of the world, they'll kind of treat you if something happens, and it doesn't cost very much. So yeah. It's a little different.
You know what? That brings up voting.
Ooh.
How do you vote when you're on the road? Because we've got voting coming around the corner.
I'll tell you exactly how we do that. We are registered here in San Luis Obispo County, and it's really remarkable. They will, if we're out of the country, they email us our ballot. We fill it out, scan it, and send it back to the county registrar. We've never missed an election.
Isn't that simple?
Yeah, it's nothing to it. It's easy.
Well, you know, it's interesting now. Everything is paperless. So does mail ever concern you?
And you know, not really. Let me tell you, Max, when you don't own a house, you don't have much mail. Think about it.
<That's>
you
right.
Don't have any bills.
No bills.
I mean, you know, that's part of why we did the thing we did, because we didn't want to be in Istanbul and have somebody say, you know, the water heater's broken or you owe this or whatever. So we have no ties.
This
which is
freedom.
Really remarkable.
This
yeah,
is
it.
Absolute freedom. And, you know, what's so great about the whole no bills and no mail, it gives you moments to appreciate life and living. What would you think the most beautiful thing is that you have seen thus far?
Oh, you know, the thing that absolutely stopped my heart was the Blue Mosque in Istanbul. I've seen so many beautiful places, but I think that first sighting of it in the middle of the night with the circlet of seagulls going around the spires was just breathtaking. It's really quite a sight.
It sounds so beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
You know, and there's people, sure they're tweeting me now and tuning in, and they're like, this sounds like a dream, but how can we afford to do this? Without getting too personal, but how did this manifest?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened and how that works. We sat down and looked at our actual overhead, exactly what it cost us to live in California, everything. What it cost to run that house and the gardener and the water and the bills and the taxes and all that, and came up with a number. And then we talked about where we wanted to go and did our homework. It does take a lot of work to figure this out. My husband is a brilliant person because he does all that planning. And we decided how we would go on the road, where we want to live, how much it would cost to get there, how all of those costs that would be involved, food costs, everything. And the number was remarkably similar to our living expense in California. And our financial advisor said, you can do this. If you sell the house, give me that money, and stay on the same budget you are on while you're in California, you can do this and have enough money to see yourselves out at the end, but which is a goal. You know, we don't want to be in our children's faces at the end of the day. So it has worked out beautifully. It really did. The plan worked, and we have not dipped into the capital at all. So things are looking good.
Yes, they are. For Lynn Martin, author of Home Sweet Anywhere, How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World. I hope we're inspiring you all listening tonight to do the same thing. So, Lynn, my question for you now is, with your husband, Tim, do you guys ever get into a little bit of arguing spats on the road, or are you always just so happy to travel?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, driving in Italy causes a few little sharp comments from time to time because he's the driver and I'm an aggravator, and so it gets a little hairy. But no, you know what my husband Tim says? He says, if you're in a country where you do not speak the language and you know no one, why would you pick a fight?
Right.
You know, so we really don't fight with each other. We really don't.
There's no time to.
On the same page. Well, we're having a good time, you know. There's
you know,
nothing to fight about.
It's like an aha moment. I just think that when you're in that space of traveling and being together and you don't have that stress and concerns of the home, you can really appreciate the moment.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have time enough because we're not in hotels. We are living in home away houses. So we have a living room and we have a kitchen and we are able to eat at home and behave ourselves as we would at home. Except we're in Paris instead of Paso Robles.
Right. Wait till you go to India and start driving together.
Oh, no. I don't think so. That's not going to happen.
But, you know, you're in such a perfect place right now with technology because you're so mm-hmm. able to be in you're on the radio tonight. So you're in a perfect
right.
space and a perfect time. And this is something that I think we all say, oh, technology and Facebook and this, it's the devil or this. This is a perfect example of how it can bring happiness into your life, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it certainly is. We would really be sunk without that. I don't believe I could be gone, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 months without seeing my people if I couldn't see them on Facebook and talk to them on a regular basis. It would be really, I don't know whether I could manage that.
Yeah, no, that's I think the most difficult part, because I know before all the FaceTime and the Skype, when I used to go to Italy, the phone bills would be so astronomical, because it's nice mm-hmm. to be in contact with friends and family. Do you encourage your friends to go with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, and they do come. My gosh, as I told you, when we were in Paris, you know, this summer we had a flood of people. We were there for 3 months, and yeah, a lot of people managed to find their way to Charles de Gaulle. What can I tell you?
Yes, that's the easy way. Well, Charlie Rose was right. You have redefined retirement. I just think you're living such an awesome, great life. Lynn Martin, author of Home Sweet Anywhere, How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World. Go to Amazon.com now and get the book. And of course, Lynn, you're on Twitter. And you also have your blog, which is homesweetadventures.com. So if you would like to get more information about Lynn, follow her on Twitter, at Lynn Martin. And of course, hashtag postpone nothing. Let us know what you're going to do with your life. And tweet me, at Max Tucci. Lynn, can we catch up with you again when you're on your next quest?
We would love to talk to you again, anytime. Absolutely.
Super. We'll have Tim on next time as well.
How about in Mexico? Okay, good. We'd love that.
Sounds
Thanks
like
so
a fun plan. No, it's my pleasure. And, you know, you've inspired me to maybe not get rid of everything just yet, but just to travel more. You know, where I always say I'm gonna go to Italy again next week, or I'm going to go to California, and then life happens. So you've inspired me to postpone nothing, Lynn Martin.
I'm so glad.
And we're going to catch up with
you
real soon. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, my dear.
Safe
Our
journeys.
Our pleasure, too. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, you all have watched X Factor, and you all love Panda Ross because she had that voice. Hit it, Ronnie! Panda Ross! She's joining me shortly on Max and Friends. Thanks, Lynn Martin! What a great story, wasn't that? Hit it, Panda Ross, on X Factor!
Hello.
Hey, Simon! Just for you. I fought my way to get here. I've been sick with the pneumonia. I just got out the hospital yesterday after 7 days, but I wasn't going to let nothing hold me back from seeing you.
Okay. Well, I admire that. So what's your name?
Panda.
What?
Panda. Like the bear.
That's your real name?
That's my real name.
Why were you called Panda?
My mom, well, she was kind of, you know, in jail when she had me, and her cellmate was a white lady and she was black, and so they just kind of came up with the name.
Oh, my God.
And, that's it.
Well, you never know. You know, I love pandas, so who knows?
And I'm cuddly and everything, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you sing, Panda. What are you going to sing?
Bring It On Home, Sam Cooke.
Love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good luck.
All right.
I can't get past the name.
Ever change your mind,
Okay, I'm going to go to...
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Panda Ross on the stage of X Factor. I'm going to bring it to Panda Ross on Max and Friends. Welcome.
Hello!
How you doing, Panda Ross?
Man, let me tell you, I'm sitting on top of the world right now. Just came out of a big old conference where we celebrated 20 years of ministry, so I'm sitting on top of the world right now.
Listen, you were sitting on top of the world at X Factor, too. You were on stage, you were with Simon, with Britney Spears. How has your life changed since being on that show?
Man, my life, it's only gotten better. It was already good. I think it was already good, and it's only gotten better. I thank God for the X Factor. We had an amazing time when I was there, and since I've left, I mean, I was at there's times that I thought, oh, man, people are going to forget about me. But it seems like I keep getting more popular. I got more pandas, and I love people, so that's a good thing. I got friends in every city I go to now, so that's a good thing.
Well, it is, and you've got a friend now on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends. You're our friend here. So, Panda, tell me about your life. How does the journey to music began for you? Where did it start?
With my grandmother. You know, my grandmother, as I said on the show, I was born in prison, and my grandmother raised me. She was a devout Baptist Christian, and she went to church every Sunday. And, of course, me and my sisters, we didn't want to go, but she made us go, and she put us in the choir, and we began singing in the kids' choir, and that's just where we started. I never had any lead parts when I was in the, you know, kids' choir, but I always loved to sing. And so I would just always sing. I stayed in the choir even when we got older, and my older sister, she got out. I stayed in. I loved to sing, and that was my thing.
I love it. So now, you got this voice. You know what? Let's just play a real quick tease from, oh my God, that's my song, Love You, I Do. Because we're going to play you out. We're going to play out with a good time tonight with your other song. But let's just get the Jennifer Hudson, Love You, I Do. We're going to play it real quick. Hit it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Never met a man, no, quite like you. You're doing all you can, you're making my dreams come true. You're strong and you're smart, you've taken my you. I do.
and friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci Panda Ross. I love you, I do.
Whoa, that's rather shit.
We were jamming up in the studio, and I was like, play the whole song out. Now listen, darling, could you have known that this would be, that you, Panda Ross, would be on television, on radio, doing your thing and loving life?
Never would I have thought for one single day. And I'm still tripping on it. I can't believe I really did that. Sometimes I look back at that X Factor video, and I'm like, I can't even believe it was me. And people ask me all the time. They say, oh, you're a good actor. I said, I wasn't acting. That's me all day, every day.
And then all day, every day.
When I'm extra excited, too, about meeting Simon Cowell, I was listening to you playing that song, Love You, I Do. I sang that song to Simon when we were in boot camp. It's what helped me to get on to the next round. And his face was so red like an apple. He loved every moment of it.
Now, how was your interaction with Britney Spears? Because someone just tweeted us. Tell us how Britney was.
Brittany, I love Brittany. Brittany was nice. She was nice to me. She said nothing but nice things to me. You know, of course, above all, Simon is my favorite, and then Demi. And so, and you know, L.A. was just L.A., but they were all really generally nice to us, and they weren't stuck up. They were nice. They were friendly. They talked
good
to
times.
Us. They went around to people's rooms, and it was really good.
All right, now let's get to the heart of Panda, because there's people listening tonight who are saying, you know what? I was in her shoes, or I'm in her shoes. I was born the way she was born. I don't think I can do what she did. What is the inspiration that you're going to give listeners tonight from Panda Ross's heart?
First of all, and I hope no one gets offended if they're not a believer like me, but Jesus Christ, I was, like I said, being born in prison and growing up in the projects and never having a father and never having a mother or anyone to tell me I was beautiful or, you know, that I could be someone, you know, I did a lot of things and made a lot of wrong turns and, you know, I should be dead and in the grave, but thank God, you know, that God loves me, that he loves me, and also for my grandmother, who always prayed for me when I was out there and I was doing drugs and looking for love in all the wrong places. She was praying for me, and I didn't even know that at the time, you know, and I just remember when I, you know, I got myself in some trouble and went to jail, went to prison. I got out, and, you know, I thought at that time, because I had said a lot of times in my life that, you know what, this time I'm going to change, you know, and I ended up making a mistake and going back into the system. And so it was a repeated thing. And, you know, I always tell young people when I go to their schools, you know, and I talk to them that, you know, there's two things that you want to be, as far as your parents go. You either want to grow up and be just like them, or you want to grow up and be nothing like them at all, you know. And I knew I loved my mother, you know. She born, you know, she had me, and thank God she didn't give me up or have an abortion or whatever. So, you know, but my mom, she made a lot of mistakes, and I was making all the same mistakes that she made. But you know what? I was determined that I wasn't going to let my children have to go through what I went through as a child, being neglected and just, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places and doing things with older men that, you know, no young girls should
ever
have to.
But you know what, Panda Ross? You know, I was just at the Oprah, the Life You Want tour, okay? So I was, like, on my thing there, but I've always been on this journey. Now, first, let me tell you, you're beautiful. I love you. I do. But you know what? Here's another thing. I want you to take this to heart. There's no such thing as a mistake. There's only lessons learned.
Right.
Right? And so you're not your past. Right? I'm just writing all these things down to tell you, because I know that I'll forget, because radio, we got to go by quick. But another thing that I always live by is that where you are at the exact moment is exactly where you're supposed to be. So when you say, oh, I made a wrong turn, that's no such thing, because that wrong turn brought you to where you are right now.
Amen. So yes, it did.
Right? That's the wrong turn that turned right.
Amen. Yes, it did.
Right? Man. Now, what do your fans call you, Panda Ross?
Well, I love my Australian fans. I love all of my fans, but I love what the Australian people call me. They call themselves Pandaroos. And all of my American fans and everybody else I know, well, they call me Panda, you know, Panda Pandas. And that's
Panda
all
Panda.
I know.
Now, did you ever think the words, my fans in Australia? See, here's the thing. And I love this thing because Oprah talked about when she was a young girl and she was standing in this kitchen, she saw six trees and she always wanted to have six trees. She had six trees in her new house years later. And then there were 3,000 plus behind those six. So what we dream, God already dreams bigger. Did you think those right. words, my fans in Australia, would come off your lips?
Say that again?
Those the words, my fans in Australia, what does that mean to you?
I didn't catch that. I'm so sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can't hear you, sweetie.
No,
sorry.
I said the words, the fans in Australia. Did you think you would ever say that?
Oh, no, of course not. I never even thought. Man, let me tell you, I'm from Hobbs, New Mexico. I've been here in Dallas like over 25 years. And then so here I am, the day after they hear me on the X Factor, my kids come in the room and they start chasing me. Mom, you're on the front page of Yahoo. And I said, what does that mean? They said, Mom, you're on the front page of Yahoo. That means people all over the world are watching this video of you and Simon last night. I said, you're kidding me. They said, yeah, people log into their emails, and this is how they log into their emails. And this is what they see. And so I'm tripping out. I get up and I check my Facebook. And I only have, like, at that time, oh, maybe 50 Facebook friends. I wake up and I got over 600 friend requests on my Facebook the next day. And these are from people, the majority of them were from across seas, Australia, England. I mean, you, trust me.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, if you're all tuning in right now, we're just about to wrap the show up, but Panda Ross is here. Go on Twitter, find at Panda Ross, of course, from X Factor. We love you. We do, Panda. Will you come back and join us?
Man, I would love to come back and join you. I love you guys. I love you so much. Y'all,
I'm going to call you.
I'm
going to call you after the show, but before we let you go, give some inspiration to our listeners.
Stay strong, believe in yourself, keep your head up, and don't let the muggles get you down, boo. I'm going to say something crazy that's going to make you laugh when you feel like crying.
All right, well, I'm going to call you after the show because we're going to play Loving, Touching, Squeezing. But before we do that, I've got to say to all my listeners tonight, I love you all for tuning in. Take life to the max. I've got to say thank you to Star Talk with Gloria Estefan. Of course, the author, Lynn Martin, of Home Sweet Anywhere, How We Sold Our House, Created a New Life, and Saw the World. And to my girl, Panda Ross. Loving,
yes.
Touching, Squeezing. Go into this week doing some of that. Go into this week loving, touching, and squeezing. I love you all. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma. Panda, I'm calling you now. Hit it, Ronnie.
Said we tried.